He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We are coming to you live and certainly in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. It's a sizzling, I think, 105 out today. Actually, it's cooling down here. And if you're wondering what happened to Geek News Central, actually, we're filling in for Todd today. He's out doing some other things and asked us if we would mind filling in for him tonight. So I'm honored for that opportunity. So welcome, everyone. For the Gadget Professor fans, we are actually on show 266. And we're going to give you a mix tonight of some gadgets and some trends and some free apps that I think you'll find interesting. So again, welcome everyone. If you're new to the Gadget Professor Show or haven't watched me before, a couple things you can do. You can go to our website, which is at www.thegadgetprofessor.com. We'd love to have you on board. If you scroll down on the right-hand side and click right here, newsletter, and put your email address in, then every Thursday evening, which is when our show comes out, as soon as the show comes out, you will get in your inbox for absolutely free all the show notes. And essentially what that is a link to everything that we talked about in the show. So if you see something that you kind of liked, you don't have to write it down. If you get the show notes, subscribe to that for free. As soon as the show is posted, you'll get that, and you can just literally click on a hot link and it will take you right to that website for more information. Also, I'd like to point out that I have what I feel is a very cool page. It's called Rebel Mouse. And again, this is totally free. If you subscribe to the show notes, you'll be able to get this. It's a newsletter that's dynamic. And essentially what happens is every time a new gadget comes out that's worthy, and there's 1,000 of them a day, it will appear on this site called Rebel Mouse. And basically what it does is it takes everything that we tweet about, and you can follow me at Twitter anytime. That's just at Gadget Professor. That's fairly simple, at Gadget Professor. But it takes all the tweets and it basically will put them in to this newsletter, and you're able to click on that particular gadget and see what it's all about. So definitely check out our Rebel Mouse page. I think you'll like that. So let's start off today with a crazy gadget. I just got this in this week, and I haven't tested it out. I just got it in, but I wanted to show you this. It's kind of interesting. It's called Steino, and it's based on a nanotech mounting solution for iPads, and it's a Kickstarter. And basically they have 2 or 3 days left on the Kickstarter campaign, and it's kind of an interesting device. It's the world's first nanotech iPad mount, which contains no glue, and it will adhere to your tablet on any porous surface without leaving a mark. So let's take a look at this. It's kind of interesting. This is what the box looks like, and it says, Steino takes hands-free to a new level. It's a photo-sized frame adhesive with millions of nano-suction cells to adhere to the iPad to any wall, window, or clean flat surface. It's a perfect mount for you to view your iPad anywhere else around your home, apartment, dorm, yada, yada, yada. This is what it looks like, and this is actually the color white. And as I said, I haven't tried it yet. I will, and if you want to see how it really works, check out the Gadget Professor next week, because I'll have a full demo on this. But the way this essentially works is there's some plastic film on the back here, and as you can see, this peels off. And the way it works, I kid you not, is you just stick this on your wall, on your refrigerator, wherever you want to mount your iPad, and then you'll be looking at the surface, which is this way, and essentially you're going to insert your iPad right into the frame, and it will apparently hold the iPad there. Now, I know what you're thinking, how often can I use this, or do I have to stick it on the wall and it always stays there? Well, the answer is no. This thing is reusable, or so they say, and you can peel this off and put it up anywhere you want. You can move it as often as you want and reuse it as often as you want. As a matter of fact, what they say, how to use this is clean the flat surface, Dry it thoroughly and make sure that the receiving surface is clean, free of dust and debris. I get that. Remove the liner from the adhesive side of the Steino, which we did, and put your iPad inside of the Steino. Press the Steino to the selected surface. Test the suction before releasing the device by giving it a slight pull. Now, what they tell you to do is if this picks up some dirt or grime or grease, wash it. You're literally going to wash this and the stick never goes away because it's based on this new nanotechnology. So it seems like a really cool gadget. I'm assuming they'll make them for the Mini and they'll probably make other sizes for other implements, other size tablets, so on and so forth. But again, it's in the Kickstarter phase. And it's interesting, and I get a lot of things from these Kickstarter campaigns, and you just never know how they're going to turn out. So I'm anxious to try this out, and I thought I would share that with you. And if you want more information, you can go to the Kickstarter Nano page, and that will, of course, be in the show notes. Now, talking about gadgets, here's another neat gadget that's just come out. Never lose your wallet again, your purse, or anything. This is supposedly the newest member to the Tile family, and it's incredibly thin. This will stick or slide or tuck into anything with the slim profile like wallets, purses, and laptops. So here's what it looks like, and you can see it's quite small. They say that this is twice the thickness of a credit card, which is not that thick. But I actually am using the Tiles now on my luggage so that when I travel from here to there, at least I have half a chance of finding where things are. I also have a Tile on my keychain because yours truly has lost his keys once. I never want to do that again. So the Tiles work fairly well for me. I know there's been some people that have had some issues, but I haven't had any issues yet. And what I like about the Tiles themselves is if you click on the Tile, there's a little button there. If you click on that or hold that in, it will actually tell you where your phone is. It will actually ring your phone, even if the sound is turned off on the phone. So I have an iPhone, and it works splendidly well. All right, moving right along. Every once in a while, a really great service comes by at a great price, and I think this is one of these services. This is called Droplr, D-R-O-P-L-R, Pro. And you can actually get a lifetime license for $21, call it $22. And I actually found out about this on a site called, and we'll show that to you, let's see here, it's actually called Stack Social. So another site that I frequently use for good deals, if you want to find them and new things that are out, is called CNET Cheapskate. If you just Google CNET Cheapskate or check it out in our show notes, this particular gentleman, Rick Borda, every day comes out with some great deal. Many times, if you're on the West Coast like I am, by the time you're reading, the deals are all sold out. But he actually mentions this in one of his deals of the day. And this is a very cool app. What it does is, at its core, it's a file sharing service. One that reminds me kind of Dropbox, but this will also integrate not only Windows and a Mac, but it also will integrate sharing your Office, your Slack, and your Adobe products and Twitter. So let's say you have a file that's too big to email, and we've all experienced that. It might be a spreadsheet, might be a video, whatever the file is, it's too large to attach to your email. So additionally, you want to distribute it to a bunch of people. This is where this device, this actual service comes in. You're just going to drag it and drop it into the container, the Droplr container, and boom, you're automatically going to get a tiny link that you can share with everybody. It's really cool and it works quite easy. Now, if you go on, this says it's $22. If you go on to the Stack Social site, which is the actual link, it says it's $29.99. When this site first flashes up, more than likely you're going to get a 10% off coupon. So even at $29.99, it's well worth it. I have signed up for this service and it works quite well. Additionally, it will allow you to do all kinds of screen saves, and there's a whole plethora of things that you can actually do with this particular Dropbox service, if you will. I'm sure they don't like me to compare it to Dropbox, but that's kind of what it is. The Pro service is nice because it gives you unlimited drops at unlimited sizes, and for a lifetime subscription, for even if it's $29, it's well worth it, especially if you have a lot of large files. that you're trying to share. The only drawback, I think, is this, is I'm not a big fan of having lifetime subscriptions to things, because you don't know if they're going to be around for a lifetime. You know, they may be around for a year, 2 years, but even so, even if it was around for 2 years and it was $30, you're going to still pay $15 a year, and particularly the service, I think, is worth that. So it allows you to share files with anyone, anywhere, and you also have the ability to put a timer on it and know who shared those files. So if you only want to share that file for a week or a month or a year, you have the drop-down menus that will allow you to configure it whatever way you want. So you may want to check that out. And now we're going to move on to a, I think, a great value. This is on Groupon. I don't know how long this value is good for. I just bought one today. It's really cool. You're going to get an all-glass frame, if you will, your photograph in an all-glass frame. And it's fairly good size. It's 16 by 20. So you could take any print that you have or that you want to print, any file, and upload it to these folks. And you're going to get, for $29.99, a 16 by 20 glass print. They say the value of this is $170. I don't have the print yet. I will get one soon. And also, they're going to throw in a USB photo storage drive, 8 gigs, for that same price. So if you figure the 8 gig, probably worth about $10. So it's a pretty good deal. And again, I don't know how long it will last. This allows you to display your favorite digital images, apply a custom photo to a glass panel. The images are heat fused, let's try that again. The images are heat fused onto the glass with pencil beveled edges. It's UV fade resistant inks, and the transfer materials are also fade resistant. It's ready to hang, and it arrives with a half inch mounting block on the back, and they're printed to order, and you're also going to get that free 8 gig stick. So if you're trying to decorate a room and you really want to do something different, this is a great way to do it. I have purchased some metal photos, and they're really elegant looking. The glass, I would imagine, when the light hits it the right way, is probably very cool. So I just wanted to keep you appraised of that. And now we're going to go over to a relatively new device, and it's put out by the people at Livestream, and it's called the Mevo. And this is what it looks like, and it's kind of a very interesting device. There hasn't been a lot published on it. There's been maybe a handful of videos. I plan to do a whole show just on the Mevo. Essentially what this is it's a device that will allow you to stream live, both in video and audio. And the way this works is its sensor is 4K. The actual resolution of this camera, and that's what this is right now, a camera, is actually 1080p. So this will hook up to your iPhone or to your iPad very simply. I believe it hooks up to the Android also. But you're able to control this and direct a whole video, switching camera back and forth by zooming into a particular portion of the frame. It's very well made. And this actually has a power pack, a battery pack on the back of it. It's actually a transmitter, so it will transmit directly into your phone through Bluetooth or wireless. And it just drops on like so. In the back, you have a power cord to charge it. And also down here, I don't know if you could see it, there's actually a memory card that this will record directly to that memory stick, if you will. So it's quite an interesting device. This also comes with an adapter that will adapt it to a tripod so it will stand on a tripod. So what you essentially do is put this device 3 or 4 feet in front of you. You do have to have external lighting unless you're outside, but it does take a fair amount of light, like in the studio situation here, to give you a decent video. But that said, if you take care of that, it works quite well. You also will charge this up beforehand, and it works fairly seamlessly. You're basically going to turn it on, and you're going to open up your app on your smartphone or your tablet, and boom, you're going to see the picture and the audio will be there. It also this has two stereo microphones built into it. It also allows you to hook up directly the sound-wise to a microphone, or actually use your iPhone or iPad's mic to get in the audio. So it's a very clever device. It is a little pricey, And I will direct you to the homepage. It's called getmevo.com. You can read up on it, but it's quite clever and quite inobtrusive. This is it. This is the whole deal. So if you want to stream on Facebook Live or stream to whoever it is or just record your video, this is pretty much all you need. And as I said, it works quite well. And the ability for it to take a 4K sensor and then pick off 1080p inside that frame is quite unique. I really think this is going to have a lot of potential. It has a kit that you can buy. I'm going to go on to buy now. The particular Mevo camera comes in black or white. This sells for $400, and there are a bunch of accessories. I bought the kit, and I bought it months in advance. I just got my kit maybe 3 weeks ago, and I'm still missing a part called the booster piece, which fits underneath here. I can't show it to you yet because I still don't have it, and I still don't think it's ready for prime time. But if you want to see an interesting piece of technology, definitely check out the Mevo, and keep an eye on the Gadget Professor show, because I will do, as I said, an entire show just on the Mevo, and I have a couple of unique fixes, if you will, or patches, whatever you want to call them, tricks of the trade that we're going to use to show you how to get even better audio out of what this comes with. So stay tuned to that. All right, let's talk about the coolest app that I have seen probably in a year. Yeah, I know it's a big statement to make, but this is an incredible app, and it's 100% free. And folks, whether you're using the iPhone or you're using the Droid operating system, this will work on both phones, and it's designed to work on both phones. It's called Google Duo. What is it? It's awesome. Do you ever have a person that has an iPhone or an iPad, and you are on the Droid operating system, and you want to FaceTime? Well, guess what? You can't do it, because FaceTime is really an Apple product, and if you don't have an Apple product, whether it's the iPhone or the iPad, you can't FaceTime. It's only between Apple users. Quite frankly, I was using a Droid for many, many years and loved it. And as soon as I had grandkids, as soon as my renewal time came up, I jumped to the iPhone. I love the iPhone. I can't say much bad about it. I probably could, but I won't. I love the Droid, but the reason I bought the iPhone, the deal breaker for me personally, was FaceTime. I just love clicking on who it is I want to call, and there's my grandkids. Hi, hello, how are you? It's wonderful. I love it. No matter where you are, FaceTime is always there. I even FaceTime my cousin Dennis. Well, Google Duo takes care of that issue, because you both will put the Google Duo on your Droid, and you'll put it on your iPhone. You're not going to use FaceTime now, and you can create the same type of face-to-face and voice communication using Google Duo for free. And the way it operates is so simple. Whatever your operating platform is, you're going to go to the Google Play Store, or you're going to go to the App Store on the iPhone. You're going to look up Google Duo. You're going to download it. And as soon as it's downloaded, you're going to open it up. You're going to put whoever it is that you want to call, because they'll have the same app. You both have to have Google Duo. You're not using FaceTime app. And you just punch in who it is you want to call. I got to tell you, the video, I think, is exceptional. I've used it 2 or 3 times now, and wow, I'm pretty impressed with it. It really works. It works well. The only caveat is you both have to have the Google Duo app, which is not a big deal because it's totally free. So you may want to check that out. In fact, you do want to check that out. All right. Believe it or not, the most popular game for free these days is Solitaire. And I always get these crazy emails. By the way, speaking of email, you can email the Gadget Professor 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. If you have a technical question or need help with something, just email me. Also, if you have a device, a gadget or something that you'd like aired on the Gadget Professor show, it's real simple, folks. Just email me at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com and I will get right back to you. So in any event, I got 3 emails this month in August. Do you have any idea where I can get some different Solitaire games? I love Solitaire. I play it all the time when I'm in the doctor's office waiting or when I'm on the plane. I'm sick of playing the same ones. Help. Well, it's real simple. You're going to go to the SoundForge site, and this site is going to give you, I think it's over 1,000, over 1,000 free Solitaire games, and this updates itself all the time. So I think you'll find something that you'll like here if you're a solitaire addict. And it's simple enough, it's easy to do. Another app that I find very handy and I think you're going to like is called 7 Sticky Notes. Everybody likes stickies, everybody hates paying for the stickies. Well, this is a free app. It will work on either platform, the Droid or your iOS, and it basically puts on sticky notes, and you just hit a hotkey for whatever it is that you set it to, and it will put up sticky notes, and there's different types of sticky notes, there's different colors, and they pop up. It's totally free. If you like, you could donate to this particular company, but here's a screenshot, and as you can see, you can have all kinds of crazy colors, crazy notes, and stick them pretty much wherever it is that you want. And they come in 6 different colors for your enjoyment, as you can see right here. Totally free app, and you may want to check that out. All right. Another question that I frequently get asked is, how do I know if my email address has been compromised? Today, with the world the way it is and people being hacked almost every second, I think one of the cooler sites around there is Have I Been Pwned, and that's literally the name of the website. So you're going to go into this site, you're going to put your username or your email address in and click it, and it's going to tell you if your particular email address has ever been hacked or compromised. It will also give you the additional information as to where it believes it was hacked from. For example, if you were on LinkedIn or you were on some other service, Adobe Cloud, for example, it will say that we believe your email username and password was compromised on August 15th, 2013 with the hack of Adobe Cloud. What can you do about it? Not much. At this point in time, the only thing you can do, and I think you should do this frequently, is keep changing your password. And the longer the password, quite frankly, the safer it is. The more frequently you change the password, the safer you are. So this is one of those sites. Another site that is very similar is called Breach Alarm. And this works the same way. You're going to put in your email address and click on it, and it will again tell you if your email address, to the best of their knowledge, was compromised. What it does is it goes into a deep search and it reviews everybody who was hacked and also the records of pretty much everything that was hacked, and it's going to come back and tell you, we think your email was hacked. So check that out. Interesting site. Now, here's something that a lot of people don't realize, but Google, God bless them, without question is probably the most popular, not probably, is the most popular search engine vehicle out there. Did you know that they pretty much track everything that you do? And we'll get into that a little bit more. There's some other people that listen to everything you do. We'll talk about that in a minute. But Google actually will send you ads based on what your searches are. And did you ever wonder, like, gee, I was looking for a particular type of camera or car, and I was Googling it, and now 3 days later, all of a sudden, you see that there's a sale on cameras, or there's a sale on this particular camera. How do they know that, or is it coincidence? Well, it's not coincidence. They actually take the data, it's called data mining, and sell that to other people, and they want that information. They want to know that you're such and such an age, that you're interested in such and such a car or such and such a camera. And then with the cookies that you're dropping through the Google searches, again, that's all recorded. They know where you're at, and they're going to say, oh, this guy's searching again. Let's throw up this ad for him. So you can actually stop that and modify that. I don't think a lot of people are aware of that. And it doesn't matter what operating system you're on. It has almost nothing to do with that. You're going to go into your ad settings on your Google account, and there are several things that you can do to stop Google from accessing your data search information so that A, they don't have it, B, they can't sell it, and C, they don't use it. So this particular article goes into great detail, and quite frankly, it's very simple to do, and this article will tell you how you can turn that off, ads personalization on, ads personalization off, and some other things. And example, you could be on YouTube and it will start doing the same thing because that operates the same way. So definitely check this page out. This information is available to the public. I just don't think a lot of people realize that you have some ability to control what they're finding out about you and what data they're recording. So I think you may want to check that out. Now, speaking of people listening to what you're doing, although Facebook denies this vehemently, it's pretty much a standard operating procedure, and that Facebook has been listening to U.S. users of its app since 2014. And a place called The Independent, which is basically a publication, insists that they're always listening to you because your microphone is on and they turn it on for you, and they're listening to everything you say. They're decoding that data, and then once again, they're always pushing ads on Facebook. And I have noticed on Facebook, at least I used to notice, that I'm getting all these ads that I don't want. Where do they come from? Well, now I know where they come from, at least one of the places that they come from. They're listening to you. So this is a complete analysis as to how to stop, what you have to do in your Facebook configuration to stop Facebook from listening to every single thing that you do. And this is very detailed. It goes in and shows you how to do it on your iPhone. It goes in and shows you how to do it on the Android Marshmallow, your iOS 9, and a bunch of other ways that you can stop Facebook from looking and listening into what it is that you do. I highly urge you to read this. If you don't particularly find your platform, whether it's Windows or the Mac, just do a quick search on Facebook turning off microphone, or how to limit what they're listening to, how to limit the data that they have access to. Particularly with Facebook, the menus are, they're insane. They go on forever. So you do have the ability to turn it off, the things that they're listening to, but I think what people don't realize is when you first load Facebook on, you automatically grant them permission to do all this stuff. So, you know, you might get annoyed and say, why, what are they listening to me for? How come, why? Well, you gave them permission to do that when you said, I accept the terms of this agreement. So you do have some opportunities to go into Facebook and look through the menus and turn off what you don't want them to know. You can't eliminate everything, but there are quite a few things that you can interact with and learn from. Now, this next article that I have for you is pretty fascinating to me. It's fascinating for a couple reasons, but notorious former hacker reveals how criminals can steal your details in just three easy steps when you connect to the public Wi-Fi. And this goes on and tells you exactly how it's done and how quickly it's done and how easy it's done. Now, I know folks out there that you typically at the airports or shopping malls or whatever log into free Wi-Fi because it's free. A lot of people do. But I'm just telling you that you are putting yourself at risk big time when you do this. There have been reports, and it's all in this video and article, that say hackers, smart ones, actually will go into a mall and they'll actually set up their own free wireless network. So you're in the mall and it says, courtesy free internet. And you see that as a wireless internet provider. And you're gonna go in there and you're gonna click on that. Hey, this is great, free mall internet, whatever it is they call it. And you're gonna see that when you go in and look at all the availability of different hot points. And you'll see that and you'll click on it and you do get free internet. But what you do is you open up your phone or your pad or whatever it is you're on to these hackers, because they're the ones who set it up for free. And you're toast. I mean, they're gonna get your usernames, your passwords, they'll put stuff on your phone you don't even know about or on your tablet. And it's so simple to do. And this article really opens up your eyes as to how they do that. The second thing that was of interest to me is this gentleman named Kevin Mitnick. He's the one that actually shows how to hack into your site, how they hacked in, how they were able to capture all your keystrokes. I mean, this stuff is dangerous. I mean, it's crazy. So Kevin Mitnick is an expert at this. In fact, he's such an expert that Kevin was arrested in the United States in 1995 for hacking into 40 major companies, including IBM, Nokia, and Motorola. But now, and he went to prison for that. You can Google his name. He did a couple years in prison for that. But he was really good at what he did. He's really smart. But now, Kevin is working as the leading security consultant for some of the largest companies in the world. And he never has to worry about where he's gonna get his next job, because all the companies want him. If they don't want him, he has other resources that he could use still to get money for him. But let's not go there. So it's a fascinating article. It's a fascinating video. It's very scary. So you're probably asking yourself, well, you know, how do I know if I'm on a, you know, if I'm on a safe wireless connection? Well, the truth is you don't. So the way around that is to use a VPN service, a virtual private network service. And there's some that are free, that are good, and there's some that you pay for. I myself pay for one, and whenever I am traveling, I always go through that VPN. So no matter what I'm doing, if it's emails or proposals or whatever the case may be, that virtual private network, that VPN is protecting me. So I would urge you, particularly if you're doing some banking stuff on your phone or on your pads, to be real, real, real careful about what wireless networks you're hooking into, even though they're free. The way to protect yourself is, again, to look into a good, solid VPN, and they're not expensive. As a matter of fact, if you go to that site that I mentioned before, Stack Social, they frequently, like every week, run a special, lifetime special for like $50 for lifetime for a VPN service. And I myself use the Tiger VPN. It's been very good. I've had no issues with it. I use that VPN at my office. I use it in my home. And I also use it on my smartphones and my tablets. So wherever I am, wherever I log into, I'm secure not only on free wireless applications, but if I'm using the internet in a hotel that's provided, I still use the VPN because I know I'm going to be significantly safer using that type of service. So the last thing I'm going to leave you with is probably one of them. I hate to say it, but it's really a cool website and it's a lot of fun. I'm going to refresh the screen here, but this is called Norris. And what Norris is, it's N-O-R-S-E. What it is it's a map of the world, and it runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And what this does is it shows you attacks on the internet, country by country, instantly as it's happening. So as it's being hacked. So I just rebooted this, and you'll see all the spears and the targets going back and forth. And what's neat about this, it's real time. So you can check attack origins. You can check what type of attack it is. You can check out attack targets. You can check out live attacks. And it gives you all the documentation. So right now, if I'm looking at live attacks, it also gives you a timestamp. So this is in real time. And it shows who the attacker is, what the attacker's IP address is, what the attacker's geography is, the targeted geography, the type of attack that it is, and the port. Quite impressive. Also, you can go to the attack origins, attack types. Now, if I'm going to go to the country, so I want to know what are the main target attacks, the attack targets, what country gets attacked the most? Well, I'm looking at this right now, and the number one at this point in time country being attacked is called the United States. They're at 148, and this fluctuates every second. Attacks that they've just received this second. The second largest group of people who receive attacks is the United Arab Emirates. Third in line right now, and I would not expect this, is the Philippines, then France, Spain, and then Russia. I would expect Russia to be more at the top, but it's not. Now, the attack origins. You know, you may think that the Russians or the Chinese or whatever are the number one attack origins, but actually it's once again the United States followed by China and the Netherlands. This gives you a peek at what's going on and where the information is that people want to get their hands on. It's a fascinating site. If nothing else, it makes a great screensaver. So that's going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor and for Geek News Central. Thank you so much for tuning in. I enjoyed bringing the show to you, and I will be back next Thursday night. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.